There is no easy button in business. As much as we wish there were, selling physical products is a lot of work. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and being a product entrepreneur requires a good amount of grit, tenacity, and risk-taking. Today's episode is for our seasoned wholesalers who are experiencing a lull in their sales this season. If your wholesale sales have stalled, there are two specific metrics that I want you to focus on to boost your cash flow and build stronger relationships with your current accounts. The two metrics are your wholesale reorder rate and your average order value, also known as your AOV. But before we dive into today's episode and do some number crunching and offer some sales strategies, I wanted to tell you about our PaperCamp program. If you have ever wanted to see your products lining the shelves of your favorite stores, you are not going to want to miss this. In PaperCamp, you will learn everything you need to know to build a successful product line, wholesale sales strategies, and marketing plans that are based on relationships and thoughtful outreach. We even give you all the details on how to exhibit at a wholesale trade show if that is something you're interested in doing. PaperCamp is the longest running wholesale program out there. Since 2011, we have coached tens of thousands of brands, and every round of this program continues to get better and better as we update the curriculum and include new and relevant topics based on market shifts. We're paying attention to what's happening and bringing you the most current relevant information. So head to proof2product.com/papercamp to read more about the curriculum, our four-part wholesale framework, and to read testimonials from students that we've worked with. PaperCamp is truly for any and all product makers. We've worked with brands across industries and across the globe to help them build profitable and sustainable wholesale businesses. And we would love to help you do the same. Learn more at proof2product.com/papercamp. PaperCamp only opens twice a year and we do sell out every time. So go to proof2product.com/papercamp to join that waitlist, and we'll see you in the next round.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started.
All right. I have been having a lot of behind the scenes conversations with clients and seasoned wholesalers who are reporting a slower than normal sales season this summer. Folks are feeling stretched financially right now, and they are looking for ways to sustainably scale their revenue for wholesale. If you are feeling this way, I just want you to know that you're not alone. I know that sometimes it helps to hear that others are going through something similar, even if we wish that the outcomes were different for everyone. However, if you are feeling a slower season, it also means that it's time to get really proactive in our approach. And we need to look at the low-hanging fruit, if you will, and tap into opportunities before us. So if your wholesale sales have stalled, there are two specific metrics that I want you to focus on: your wholesale reorder rate and your average order value, also known as your AOV. So let's look at these one by one. The first way that you can increase your wholesale profits is by increasing the frequency in which your shops are reordering from you. In my communities, there's a lot of talk and a lot of focus on obtaining new stores. New shops are great, and it is a lot of fun to hit different milestones. I truly love hearing when people share that they've hit 100 stores or 500 stores or even 1,000. But we also have to keep in mind that your existing accounts are some of the warmest ready-to-buy leads that you will ever have. And if you're able to consistently nurture those relationships, you will very likely see more frequent reordering and likely larger orders in dollar amounts from these shops. So I'm not sure if you're familiar, but there's this thing called the 80-20 rule. It's also known as the Pareto principle, but it states that 80% of our outcomes result from 20% of our input. And in business, this boils down to about 80% of our revenue typically comes from our top 20% of customers. So I ask you, do you know who your top 20% of wholesale customers are? If not, that will be your first piece of homework. Dig into your sales data and find out who your top customers are. The next step is to look at the sales data for that top 20% and figure out how frequently they are ordering and what their average order value is. Once you have these data points, compare your AOV for the top 20% of customers to your overall AOV for all customers. Are they the same? Is one higher than the other? These data points will give you good insight as to how often folks are ordering and where there's opportunity to reach out for reorders. So what would I do with this data? Well, for starters, I would look at anyone in your top 20% of customers who have not placed an order in the last 6 months or more. You could send them a personalized email or a marketing postcard in the mail. Look at the products that they've purchased in the past and make suggestions for complimentary items and bestsellers that they may have overlooked in the past or that they might be interested in now. Remind them about key pieces of information that they need to make their buying decisions, things like your reorder amount, turnaround times, the types of product categories you offer, and the breadth of your SKUs. So how many SKUs and how many product categories do you have? We want to do everything we can to make it an easy yes for these stores. So we want to focus on the things that they need to know to make an informed buying decision. And that includes how much are they going to need to spend? How quickly will the product get to them? What are the things that they need to know in order to say yes to ordering from you? Focusing your sales and marketing efforts on your existing client base and specifically building stronger relationships with the top 20% of customers will lead to more frequent reorders and likely larger average order values from these stores as well. The second way that you can increase your wholesale revenue and profits is by increasing your average order value. I was perusing Fair recently, and I was shocked to see so many people with low or no minimum order amounts in their shops. I've actually talked about this in the past on the podcast about why it is so detrimental to your business to have a low or no opening order amount for wholesale. It was episode 298, and the title was Why You Should Never Accept a $25 Wholesale Order. So go look that up if you have lowered your wholesale opening amount or your reorder amount in the last few years. Hopefully you'll be inspired to raise those back to industry standard. But let's go back now to increasing our AOV. I'm going to run through some math here. So if you need to grab a notebook, push pause and come back. But let's pretend that you get on average 30 wholesale orders in a month. That's about one a day, right? And that your average order value is $200. If we could incentivize our customers to purchase more of our products and increase our AOV to, let's say, $230, that would increase our monthly revenue from $6,000 to $6,900. And if we extrapolate that $900 increase per month over the course of 12 months, that's an additional $10,800 per year in revenue for your business. Now let's look at another example. Let's say that you're increasing your volume of reorders, like we talked about earlier, and you're increasing your AOV. So midway through the year, maybe you start averaging 40 new orders a month instead of 30. And those 40 new orders are at the $230 mark instead of the $200 mark. Those 10 additional orders per month at the increased AOV of $230 would pump an additional $2,300 a month in income to your business. And if we only had that increase for a six-month period, that's almost $14,000 in extra income that your business would bring in. So every dollar matters in terms of the number of orders we're getting and our AOV. But how do we increase our AOV? There is not one singular method that works for everyone, but I want to share a handful of ideas with you today. So the first one is we simplify the purchasing process. We offer transparent pricing, clear wholesale terms and conditions. We're very clear about our turnaround times. We give wholesale buyers, again, that information that they need to make an informed and educated decision. And We make the checkout process as streamlined and simple as possible. We want to reduce any and all friction that they experience in the checkout process. The second idea is we personalize the shopping experience in so much that you can offer suggestions for best-selling products or new products that they should take a look at or items that complement other things that they've purchased in the past. Now, this may involve a little bit of digging into your sales data and some personal outreach like we talked about earlier, but providing that personalized recommendations and having that personalized touch point will further enhance your relationship with the shop owner, and it will likely improve your AOV. The third idea I had is that we strategically position our products in collections or groupings that enable buyers to shop online while also being able to visualize how they would merchandise things in their store. So this could include bundling similar product categories, like a group of candles that they could put together in a nice display. Or it could involve mixing and matching items that are similar in style. So like maybe it's a candle and matches and a wick trimmer. So like it's more of like a set that you put together, but you can bundle things in different ways. We can also offer limited time offers, like free shipping if they reach a certain threshold or if they, in terms of dollar amount, or if they add more product to their cart. This is a tactic that is typically more common on the direct-to-consumer side, but it also works on the wholesale side. Buyers love free shipping and will often add a few more SKUs to their cart to make a minimum threshold for that free shipping if it's available. So consider that too. But before you jump into the free shipping, definitely look at your numbers and know what your average order value is so we can have the free shipping threshold higher than that. All right. I just went through a lot in a short amount of time. So if you need to re-listen, push pause, start it over, feel free. But let's recap. To increase your wholesale revenue and get out of our sales slump, we're going to do two things. We're going to look at two key metrics in our wholesale sales data. We're going to first focus on nurturing our relationships with our existing stockists with a particular emphasis on personal outreach to that top 20% of customers. Our goal here is to increase our reorder rate with them and ideally our AOV. And secondly, we're going to focus on increasing our AOV across the board, across all of our customers, because every dollar counts. And even small adjustments to each order that come in can lead to additional revenue and profit for our businesses. I went through that quickly. So again, if you need to re-listen, please push stop and go back and re-listen. But this is all I have for you today. I hope you found this episode helpful and that it sparks some new ideas for which metrics you should be monitoring and how even small incremental changes to your reorder rate or your average order value can improve your cash flow for your business. This is a short-term win, but it's also a long-term win when you start to crunch those numbers. Thank you so much for listening to the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Have a great week.